Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
After buying a new fridge recently, it's a beer fridge for the garage, I've lost a bit of faith in humanity. Now, this is how I tie those two tenuous things together. It's the fridge manual.
Yeah, I can see that you're holding that.
So,
who reads the fridge manual, first of all?
I had a raging weekend.
Gabrielle. Oh, wow. I've never read a fridge manual ever.
I just had
You normally just plug it in and it's good to go.
You know what? I learned absolutely nothing from reading the fridge manual. Like, and I read most of it.
It's not a difficult appliance.
I skim read most of it. Do you know what I mean? And the worst thing is, like, I got a we got a Samsung fridge for the garage, and it's just a generic manual for all of their fridges.
Oh, that's even worse.
So I was reading stuff like I was reading about the ice maker. Doesn't even have an ice maker.
Dumb.
But I lost a bit of faith in humanity because of the list of do nots that Samsung have found it necessary to publish in the manual. Simple things that, you know, reasonable humans would go, I don't do that to a fridge.
But they'd only publish them if someone has done it in the past.
That's what I thought.
Right?
So surely someone has done all of this idiotic stuff I'm about to read to you. Okay, number one, do not. Do not hit the refrigerator with a hammer or other heavy objects. Do that.
But why else do you buy a fridge?
Now, they get dumber from there.
Oh, God.
I guess someone, maybe the fridge was on the blink or something, so they started hitting with a hammer. Don't do it.
Right.
Okay, do not overfill the refrigerator with food. When you open the door, items may fall out. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of don't overfill anything.
Any cupboard,
yeah. May fall out.
Okay.
Do not spray insecticides inside of the refrigerator.
What?
Don't do that.
But what if you have insects?
Don't spray insecticides.
What if I'm growing stuff in there?
Like the mold or whatever. No insecticides. Do not place a lighted candle inside the refrigerator. I'm going to show you these. See, I've highlighted them. These are real. They're real. They're right there in black and white.
Who's putting a candle? Oh, maybe the fridge light broke and so they needed a candle in there.
There's no oxygen in there. You're literally putting a candle inside what's going to be a CO2 box. Don't bother. It's going to go out. Last but not least, my personal favourite, do not use a hairdryer inside of the refrigerator. Do not use a hairdryer inside of the refrigerator.
So was someone trying to defrost meat with a hairdryer while it was still in the cold fridge?
Like, well, that's not what I pictured someone taking all the shelves out, then hopping in the fridge, thinking, wow, this will give me a luscious body of Maybelline-style
beautiful
hair.
We don't want to sweat while hairdrying.
You don't want to sweat while you're hairdrying.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Now that Game of Thrones has finished with the final ep going to air yesterday. No spoilers, don't worry.
No spoilers.
We're a no-spoiler kind of show.
Mainly because I haven't watched it yet, but that's cool.
But the last day on set, a couple of the actors decided it was a perfect opportunity to take some mementos with them. Because Game of Thrones has been a big part of their life. They've been on the show for years and they wanted to remember it.
It's set up a lot of their careers.
Exactly.
It's made them rich. It's made them famous. You can understand they'd want something to remember their time
with
the show.
So they got some sticky fingers and they went around trying to collect some bits and pieces. Emilia Clarke was unsuccessful. She wanted some of the dragon eggs to take with her,
so
but they
cool.
wouldn't release them. They wouldn't allow her to have them. Isaac Hempstead Wright, who played Bran, he went into a bit of a panic on his last day because he's like, oh, I haven't got anything yet. And so he just ran around, ended up with wooden spoons, a straw bowl, and a wooden tub. So that's quite disappointing.
But that's at least all very practical. Something. Very practical props.
And then Liam Cunningham, who played Sir Davos.
Okay.
He was the best out of the lot. He's obviously a well-experienced actor and knows when and where to take props from stage because he reckons he has an entire room full of Game of Thrones paraphernalia. He reckons that in a month's time, just check eBay just in case. But that includes the bag of severed finger bones he had
around his neck
in the first couple of seasons.
I remember that, yeah.
Because he had his fingers cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
And also a couple of swords.
Oh, now that's the stuff you want.
That's cool, right?
I love this idea of leaving a workplace that you clearly have good memories of or whatever and taking something
or
with you.
Or bad memories.
Or bad memories, who knows?
You're like, oh, I'm just going to take this then because you didn't pay me enough.
But I am aware of a good example of it at this very workplace where we work, the Blue Block on Woolcock. There's a great old story of someone who worked here And as famous people came through the building, they got them to sign like these pantry doors that were in their office. There was like a built-in kind of, like a built-in shelf with two doors. And if there was a famous person, you know, this person who worked here would give them a texture and say,
"You're not naming names."
I'm not going to. No, I'm trying very hard not to. But they'd give a texture, a Nico or whatever, to the famous person and say, "Sign the doors." So when they left, they took the doors. So we still, in one of the offices here, in Luke and Chucky's office, we still have like this pantry that's doorless.
That is funny.
It's got no doors.
Well,
they were pinched.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that is a fair call.
Well, this person took the initiative to get them signed.
Yeah.
So,
but what an idiot for getting something like that signed. Like, get a poster that you can take with you.
Yeah, don't call that person an idiot. They're still around, all right?
I don't know them.
They came back. With 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. We want to know, what did you take from work?
Yeah.
So maybe you had good memories at a workplace or whatever, and to leave, when you left, you're like, I want to remember my time here, so I'm going to take that with me.
I took a whole lot of stationery from one of my jobs. I was the person in charge of stationery orders. So before I left, I made sure I filled my cupboard at home.
Oh, see, you know the sad thing? You've only done a few jobs, so I know this would have been your government job, right?
Your taxpayer money bought my stationery cupboard.
How dare you? We pay your tax. We pay taxes and you just take them home?
I got a whole lot of highlighters
in the form of stationery. Kat's here, mate. What did you take from work?
Well, it wasn't me, guys. It was my partner. He was a mechanic for a business. We won't say which one. And when he left, he took some expensive tools, we'll say that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know, like a rattle gun, like to help you change big heavy bolts and things.
Did he do it because he needed the tools, or he didn't like the employer?
Oh, a little bit of both, Gab, I think.
I was going to say, because that's just like, you know, there's taking, you know, a souvenir because I've had a good time at this workplace and I want to remember it or whatever, and it's just theft.
Yeah. No.
Like, no. Get
it back if they ask for it.
Yeah, I borrowed it.
Oh, whoops, did I pick that up?
It's a permanent borrow.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now on Hit 103.1.
Do you ever struggle to fall asleep? I don't, because I'm so sleep deprived.
No, mate, you're the worst. Like, you're the friend that just falls asleep like 60 seconds into a plane taking off.
Like when we had sleepovers as kids, we'd be halfway through a conversation and I'd start snoring.
Yeah. No, I reckon it takes me less than 10 minutes to fall asleep. So I reckon on the scheme of things, that's pretty good.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that do struggle though. Like, it's hard to turn your brain off and to get into sleep mode. Even if you're really tired, it can be difficult sometimes. Mm. And there's
That'd be the worst.
Yes. But there is a new kind of way to get yourself in the right frame of mind to fall asleep instantly. There's a sleep expert, Dr. Narina Rumlakhan, who has said there's a trick to it. Give yourself a hug.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. So
there's a lot of Cliffo to hug. I don't know if that sounds comfortable.
A hug, like, lets you feel kind of safe and comfortable. It gives you that feeling of security.
Just wrap your arms.
Yeah,
I'm doing it now.
Just a
it's
hug
nice.
In general is it releases those kind of feelings. But if you don't have a significant other to hug before trying to get to sleep, you can still hug yourself and get the same benefits. So yeah, you just wrap your arms around yourself, you hug yourself for a minute or so, and they reckon you'll fall straight to sleep.
See, I like a bit of a hug before bed or whatever. But then I go to my wife, okay, it's sleep time now.
We do the same.
Get off me.
We have a little cuddle and then we're like,
get away.
Okay, like one of us will just pat the other, like just a couple of taps, and we both realize that's okay, roll over and go to sleep.
You tap each other? Like you're wrestlers. Like,
tap out.
Tap out, get off me.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, have you ever had that moment before where you're in conversation with your parents or they do something and you're like, oh my God. You're getting old. You're becoming an old person.
Like when they have a fall and they break a hip or something. No, a
sometimes
little subtler
I just
than
say
that.
Something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you used to be, you know, I don't know, just mum, but now you're like grandmum.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
When you had kids is when that happened.
Well, yeah, I
know, no, I get what
like
you mean.
Like that literally happened then. But we had a moment the other day where I'm like, oh my God, Mum, either you're getting old or you're starting to lose your marbles just a little bit. Because what happened was, like I said, Mum's visiting at the moment and she's a mad op shopper, my mum, which I like.
Right.
It's all about the upcycling.
Always
and
upcycle.
Stuff like that. So it's exciting when she gets to a new town because she can visit like a whole new range of op shops.
Yes.
Which is what she's done. So she's been going around to all your Sally's and your Vinnie's and your Lifelines and whatever. And she comes home on Saturday after going to, I think it was to the Salvation Army in Curland, just on the, where Sunland Plaza is there opposite Willows. And she comes home with a purchase, something that she's bought.
What is that?
It's a pricing gun. God. Now listen, listen. So it's a.
Why?
Listen to this. Can everyone hear that? Like that.
Yeah, it's an old school pricing gun that you use in cheaper shops.
Yeah.
Where they don't have barcodes.
And it actually puts
the money.
Like a price tag. I've got it set to $2, but there's a little toggle knob there you can change to anything.
At the supermarket, I used to use one of those bad boys. Like if you're marking down food because it was about to go by its use by date.
Yeah.
You'd mark it down with one of those little guns.
It's a lot of fun, as you can see. Yeah. Like, I've been playing with it. Like, it's nearly out of stickers. Oh, it was nearly full when we got it. But it's kind of funny because I said to Mum, why would you buy a pricing gun?
But actually, yeah, why?
You don't work at a shop. What possible use do you have for a pricing
gun?
Was
it even on sale or was it their pricing gun?
$6. No, it's no, it was. And Mum said there was actually, they had to put a tag on it that said, this item is for sale.
I thought she'd stolen it.
No, she didn't take their pricing gun. Okay. Could you imagine that? Like, her photos in the front of Sally's, like, don't let this woman in. But no, I said, "What? Why would you possibly buy it? You don't work at a shop. You have no use for a pricing gun." She goes, "Look, I know because I've seen them before. They're rather expensive. They're usually $60 or $70. And when I saw it for $6, I thought, what a bargain." I said, "Mum, it's like in the castle with the jousting sticks. Like, what are you going to do with it?
You haven't saved $6 or saved $40. You've wasted $6. Like, you don't need it."
What I like, though, I did say to her, it'll be handy because it looks like a gun. Like, it's the shape of a gun. I said, you know, to Mum, it'll be handy if you're ever mugged because you could pull it out. And she goes, what would I do? Mark down the criminals?
You're only worth 50 cents, mate.
That's right.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Sizzler Last Supper.
My belly's rumbling. Sizzler closes its doors Sunday forever here in Townsville, and we want to send her off in style. Well, no, we just want to enjoy her one last time, really. Like, Sizzler doesn't care that we're going. We care.
I want to eat her out of all of her delicious goods on Friday lunchtime.
Yes, so we're going for the buffet.
I want to, sorry we had to close early sign on the front due to Cliffo and Gabby. That's what I want.
Cliffo and Gabby, going to early lunch. Bye-bye.
That's right.
No, but we do want to invite you along too to come along and say farewell to Sizzler with us. Mm. We've only got 12 seats at the table. Yeah. And because we're going, that means there's only 10.
So you and a mate is essentially what we're offering up. Mm-hmm. If you want a seat for you and a mate at our Sizzler Last Supper, head to hit.com.au. That's what Chelsea did, who's on the phone now. Chelsea, I'm sorry. I feel like we woke you up. Did we wake you up?
Yes.
It could be worth it. We apologise, but it's for good reason.
Hey, you've been like blown twice, like hit twice in the last 12 months with the news that two of your favourite all-you-can-eats is closing down. Now, we know Sizzler's closing down, but what's the other one that upset you?
Oh, Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, Pizza Hut all-you-can-eat.
At Willows, in the Willows car park.
Of course.
Yeah.
So which is more devastating?
Oh, they're pretty equal. Pizza and breakfast at Sizzler's pretty good.
Yeah, I like this.
I did not know they did breakfast.
You and your partner went along to the Sunday all-you-can-eat breakfast at Sizzler pretty frequently.
Yes, we did.
Oh, man, magic.
That is news to me. I'm so upset that I've only just found out there's a buffet breakfast and they're closing.
Like bacon, eggs, sausages, everything. Get their Sunday, their last day.
God, it just keeps just keeps coming with the hits, doesn't it?
Hey, we would love you to be at our last supper on Friday morning at 11:30. If you're free, do you and your partner want to come along?
We would love to.
Wonderful. Ooh. We cannot wait to see you there. Bring your stretchy pants or wear your stretchy pants and be prepared.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you Friday. It's Cliffo and Gabby Sizzler Last Supper. If you want to be there, register now at our website, hit.com.au.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.